huffing and puffing. You're so out of shape.
Well,
hi, boys and girls. I'm Ricky. And I'm here today to talk to you about how you can have a healthy heart.
Oh, my. Oh, I never should have let you talk me into all that exercise. Ooh, ooh, I think I'm having a heart attack. Oh, hi, boys and girls. My name is Sicky, and my friends call me that because it seems like I'm almost always sick.
That's true, Sicky. But maybe if you would make better choices every day, you wouldn't be so sick all the time. Maybe if you were more careful with what you ate and drank, you would feel better.
Ah, Ricky, don't give me another one of your health lectures. I eat and drink what I want, when I want, as much as I want. I'm big enough to make my own choices.
Well, everyone does need to make their own choices. But I think these kids are way too smart. And they make good choices, especially when they learn about the truth about how to have a healthy heart. So, do you boys and girls know where your heart is? Can you point to your heart? That's right. Now, if you make a fist, you can see how big your heart is. Did you know that a whale's heart is about the size of a golf cart?
Did you know whales are as blue like me?
Whales weigh 400 pounds, the heart. If you hold your hand over your heart, you can feel it beating. You feel it, Sicky?
No, I don't feel a heart beating here. Should I be worried about that?
Well, of course, Sicky. We're puppets. We don't really have a heart.
Oh.
We're filled with stuffing.
That's right. I forgot.
But these boys and girls, they're made by the great Creator God, who gave them all such amazing parts, like a beating heart, eyes to see, ears to hear, hands and feet. No wonder the Bible writer David says to God, "I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." That's Psalms 139, verse 14. Can you kids say that with me?
I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139:14. It's easier to remember if you can read the script. But wait a minute there, Ricky. About that Bible verse, you see, I believe that we are all here by accident. I think that zillions of years ago, there was a giant explosion, you know, a big bang, and everything just sort of, you know, came together and evolved from monkeys or something.
Well, Sicky, the Bible says to remember your Creator when you're young. Just think how silly it is to believe that all evolution nonsense. Why? Even something as simple as puppets, like us, need someone with a brain and hand and a sewing machine to make us. We aren't even living beings.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, the heart is the amazing creation of God. It's a powerful muscle that pumps our blood all through our bodies. It starts beating many months before we're even born, and continues to beat for a lifetime. It's the power of God that keeps the heart pumping day after day, year after year. It doesn't even take a vacation. Incredible, isn't it, kids?
Well, Sicky, I hate to agree with you about anything, but that is pretty amazing. Kind of makes me wish that that I had a heart, too.
Yeah, That's one of the great things about being a real boy and a real girl. These kids can worship their Creator and show their love to Him by taking care of their wonderful bodies He's made, including their hearts.
Yeah, so if I did have a heart, what would I have to do to take care of it, you know?
Well, besides getting some exercise every day and drinking plenty of water, what kids put in their mouth is really important for a healthy heart. They need to eat plenty of
fast food, snacks, soda pop, sweet stuff, donuts, pizza, cheeseburgers, fries. Shall I go on?
Brongosickle. Those aren't very good things at all to eat. Those are the kinds of food that can make people have a heart attack.
Yeah, but heart disease and heart attacks are for old people. These kids don't need to worry about that for a long time. They should just be able to eat whatever they want.
No,
right?
No way, Siki. Scientists have actually discovered that because of eating so much fast food, fried food, cheese, and sugary stuff, that kids as young as 10 are showing early signs of developing heart disease.
Ha, 10. So who paid for that research? The Fruit and Vegetable Manufacturers Association? The oatmeal lobby?
Facts are facts, Siki. And the fact is that the diet God originally gave to Adam and Eve is still the best for health, including heart health. So kids, remember to eat plenty of fresh fruit and vegetables of various colors, like red tomatoes, green kale, purple grapes, orange, yellow squash, a whole rainbow of colors, plus lots of whole grain, like oatmeal, instead of sugary cereals.
See, I told you the oatmeal lobby was involved.
Whole grains, brown rice, pizza, instead of white kind of stuff that robs all the nutritional value.
Ah, I think you messed up a line. You should have said pasta, not pizza. Yeah,
oh.
I wish. Anyway, candy and pop and cake and soda come in lots of different colors too. What about that?
Yes, artificial colors. That can really make people sick.
Huh, artificial colors. I'm an artificial color. I'm not sick. Yes, I am.
Just stick to the real thing, the way that God made it, not some scientist in a laboratory. And two more things to eat a lot of. Beans. Pinto, garbanzo, kidney.
Jelly beans.
Not jelly beans. Navy beans. And other stuff that's really full of high fiber and protein and just a little bit of fat. So that stuff is good for your heart. And finally, eating a small handful of nuts or seeds every day. They can really protect your heart and keep it running well.
Well, Ricky, I think that you are a health nut. I'm going to go across the street to McDedley's drive-thru and order a triple bypass burger, large fries, and a Coca-Cola. See you later, veggie nut.
Oh, that's sicky. When will he ever learn? Well, I'm sure that you boys and girls are smart enough to make good choices. Jesus wants you to enjoy being healthy and happy, and so do I. Now, before you go, we want to teach you a little song that will remind you to make those good choices every day. Hey, Siki, would you come back out here and help me with the song with those kids?
If you say pretty please with sugar on top. Forget the sugar. I know you'd never agree to that. Okay, here's how it goes, boys and girls. One, two, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Do you want to live a long, long time? Every morning waking up and feeling fine. When you get up every day,
grab some donuts on the way.
Sicky.
What?
Donuts.
Oh, sorry.
When you get up every day, why not choose a better way? If you want to live a long, long time.
Okay, maybe we should do it one more time, and I promise no donuts.
Okay.
Do you want to live... Wait. The kids should sing it with us, don't you think? Okay, let's try it again.
Do you want to live a long, long time? Every morning waking up and feeling fine. When you get up every day, why not choose a better way?
Oh, that's hard to say.
If you want to live a long, long time.
Why, thank you for listening. I'm your friend Ricky, reminding you what the Bible says. A happy heart does good like medicine. So be healthy and be happy. See you next time.
Bye-bye.